I want you to think about the times that you made introductions to people. Maybe you're introducing a coworker to your spouse, or a friend from one area of your life to a friend in another area of your life. You likely say something like, "Bob, this is Gene. Gene, Bob." Bob is one of the best copywriters I know, and Gene is a fantastic graphic designer. What you don't say is, "Bob, Gene, Gene, Bob. Now tell each other who you are and what you do," because they'd both be caught off guard. If you ask me, what's the worst question podcasters commonly ask their guests? You'll get one unequivocal answer from me. So, tell us who you are and what you do. And while I've spoken about why podcasters shouldn't ask that question, if you go on podcasts, chances are you're still getting it. And that's what I want to talk about today. Welcome to Podcast Workflows, where you get daily tips to improve your process, grow your show, and maybe even make some money. Each week, I also do a deep dive into the process of the world's most successful podcasters and reveal their tools, processes, and systems to help you simplify the production of your own show and reclaim hours in your day. You can improve your own podcast production process by seeing how the pros do it. I'm your host, Joe Casabona, and today I want to talk to you about how to answer the question, who are you and what do you do? As a podcast guest, you need to turn this question into a way to stand out. So let's start with what not to do first. Perhaps the worst answer you could give is to rehash your bio. It's likely that the host already told people who you are, reading a provided bio or recording an intro after the interview. Plus, people can just read your bio. That's what makes this question so bad in the first place. It's not helpful and it's not unique information. Instead, what you want to do is deliver value right out of the gate. What I try to do is tell a story that clearly illustrates how I help people, which means I need to know the topic and audience ahead of time. If we're talking about podcast sponsorship, I'm telling people about how podcasting saved my business. If we're talking about workflows, I'm telling people how I knew something needed to change when I completely burned out in 2020. This does a couple of things. It helps people learn a little bit more about me without me just rereading my bio. It makes people emotionally invested in my story. The people I help can empathize with the story I'm telling. And it illustrates the kind of transformation I can do for them. So, how can you do this? The answer is tell a story. I write all about digital storytelling over on podcastliftoff.com. But your goal is to tell a story of transformation, make the listener the hero, and position yourself as the guide. You want to communicate to the listener that, one, I see you. Two, I've been where you are. Three, I know the way out. And most importantly, four, I can help you. Why does this matter? Because a great podcast interview can do a lot of things for you. It can grow your authority. It can get people onto your mailing list, and it can reach new clients. It could be a gold mine for creating your own content. But a bad podcast interview is basically just wasted time. It won't be good for the podcast, and it won't be good for you. If you start strong, win over the audience early, and steer the conversation in the right direction that you need it to go in, it could be a huge boon for you in both the short and long term. If you liked this episode and want more content like it, as well as bonus episodes, a newsletter, my automations database, and monthly workshops, you can become a member of the Podcast Foundry over at podcastworkflows.com/join. Or you can connect with me on just about any social network, X, Threads, Instagram, LinkedIn, even TikTok. I am Jay Casabona on all of those networks. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I can't wait to see what you make.